International Mother Language Day is observed on the 21st of February and adopted by the United Nations General Assembly to promote awareness of language, cultural diversity, and multilingualism across the world. Mother language, also known as first language, is the language a person has been exposed to from birth. A lecturer, Dr. Soji Fajenyo, who expressed worry at the poor attention paid to mother tongue in the society, called on government to take a cue from developed nations of the world that adopted the local language in teaching science and technology. Dr. Fajenyo advised governments at all levels to make teaching of indigenous language compulsory in schools for the growth and development of every child, stressing that children learn faster with the mother tongue.
We should make it compulsory in all our schools, especially at secondary school levels. We should borrow a leaf from Lagos State that has made it compulsory at all levels of education in the state.
The teacher posited that the use of mother tongue should equally be encouraged in hospitals, courtrooms, and media organizations, among others, to preserve the languages from going into extinction. Also, a language expert, Dr. Peter Michael, advocated the need to expose children to multiple languages at an early stage to improve individuals' cognitive ability and encourage parents to accept the norm of teaching local language to their children for them to remain relevant in the society.
When a person is able to speak more than one language alongside any other language, there's a high chance that the person be more intellectually developed than the other person that is not able to speak up to two languages, and also would have higher abilities to multitask.
Some residents who share their views on exposing the children to the mother language said the move would enable the children to relate freely anywhere they found themselves.
I usually encourage it so that wherever it goes to, when they are speaking, you know what they are talking about.
Teaching your children local language, it will ensure that they have respect and also relate with elders.
The best way to promote our own language to make sure they don't die off is by teaching our children so that the future of our mother language is secured.
They also implored parents to make efforts to teach children their first language to boost the child's personal, social, cultural, and economic well-being. The theme for this year's International Mother Language Day is Fostering Multilingualism for Inclusion in Education and Society. In Abeokuta, Olajumoke Idowu, Radio Nigeria.